I'm sitting here with Tim Boudreau, a Sun NetBeans evangelist. Tim gave a demonstration yesterday at NetBeans Day about the NetBeans client platform. And looking at the demo, I couldn't help but think that a lot of the initiatives currently with Ajax are really trying to reinvent the wheel in many ways. A lot of the different frameworks, for example, Dojo, have components that are very similar to existing Swing components. To what extent do you think the Ajax folks are reinventing the wheel, and to what extent are they doing something different?
Well, there's times when Ajax seems to me supremely weird, because I feel as if we're sort of reinventing the desktop application, and eventually we will have completely reinvented the desktop application, except that it will have a back button. No one will know what to do with that. So it's kind of an interesting area. I mean, right now there's a lot of hype around Ajax. I've also worked, my last job as a consultant in the U.S. before I moved to Prague and to work on NetBeans was, believe it or not, implementing emulation of a DOS application in cross-browser compatible JavaScript. And yes, this is probably the dumbest project that I've ever heard of. I kind of hope that, you know, the folks who did it, like, are not doing things like that anymore. But it was rather a nightmare. And so I can't help thinking, like, Ajax is shiny and new now. All of this stuff is based on JavaScript, which is, you know, a weakly typed, or it sometimes felt to me like an intermittently typed language. You know, when you write a bunch of security code and suddenly found out that all your falses are evaluating to true because they're no longer false, they're the string false. This is just, you know, it's a little bit scary stuff to, like, this is what we're going to bet the universe on. So the question is really going to be, how does it survive browser upgrades? How does it survive, you know, new client platforms, browsers inside of mobile phones, things like that? And, you know, does this stuff really work out? There certainly are some tried and true ways of doing a rich desktop application that don't have to do anything with JavaScript, and that are pretty powerful. So the question is, you know, use the right tool for the job. And right now, okay, a lot of hype about Ajax, and everybody, you know, has this sort of browser mentality that things need to run in a browser. And generally, you know, for a large percentage of stuff, a lot of stuff that's really content-driven, that's true. But at the same time, consider a competitive market. You know, would you rather use mp3.com or would you rather use iTunes? Well, iTunes definitely wins. So there's not going to stop being a place in the world for rich applications, and I'm not sure that recreating rich applications with a back button is, you know, God's gift to the world.
Thanks.